The Detroit Lions, leading by a score of 17-7 in the second period, with a little better than 9 minutes remaining to be played, have now called timeout on the playing field, and Tom Tracy has come into the football game at fullback. John Henry Johnson has gone out. With timeout on the playing field, let's call on Ray Scott. Ray?
Okay, Bill. Gee, I just sitting here the last couple of minutes, Bill, and reveling and watching these two teams. Because you can see that both of these teams are keyed very high. Despite the fact that the Lions got off to that 17-0 lead, you could sense it was just a matter of time until the Browns came back. And, of course, come back they did, largely on that great run by their fullback, Jimmy Brown. I think it's interesting to point out statistics are usually a very dull thing. But you can't ignore statistics like those that belong to Jimmy Brown in leading the league in rushing and setting, in fact, a league record of one game when he played against the Los Angeles Rams back on November 24th and carried the ball 31 times for 237 yards. An amazing record for a veteran, let alone a rookie like Jimmy Brown in this National Football League. By the way, friends, we'd like you to remember that the bold new Pontiac Chieftain beats the best of the low price three and for less money. So see it at your dealers this week. Well, Bill, this largely a partisan crowd in favor of the Detroit Lions has had a lot to cheer about this afternoon, but I do believe that the folks here in Detroit, as in the rest of the National Football League cities, have over a period of time grown to appreciate good football, whether it's by the home team or, in this case, by the visiting Cleveland Browns. I think they appreciate good football, and I think we both agree it's been just that so far and more to come.
That's for sure. It's been good football in the National Football League all season long, and we should see another honey here this afternoon. The Lions to the line of scrimmage. First and 10. Middleton is out to the right this time. Junker, the right end, is split by just 2 or 3 yards. The handoff goes to Cassidy. He's wide to his left. He's out of the Brown 45, inside the 45 to about the 42. Tobin Rowe faking to the fullback, Tracy, and giving to Howard Hopalong Cassidy, the former Ohio State All-American. Cassidy swinging wide to the left, bounced out of bounds by Junior Wren and Don Paul, but not until he had reached the Browns' 41-yard line. So it's another first down for Detroit. Cassidy getting around the corner and turning on the speed. This time it's Middleton, the former Auburn star, going to a flanking spot out to the right. The left end door in a split. Rote goes back to pass. He gets protection. He throws. It is no good. Almost intercepted by Galen Fisk. Down at the 31-yard line, the intended receiver was Hopalong Cassidy. Bill Quinlan, the defensive left end, finally broke through the Lion protection and did get a shot at Rote just as he was throwing the ball. So on the incompleted forward, it is now second down for Detroit. 10 yards to go. The ball on the Cleveland 41. The Lions leading the Browns by a score of 17-7 with 9 minutes left to play in the first half of this game. Dave Middleton takes his flanking spot to the right. Tim Doran is the left end, and he's split way out. Junker split by about five. Rote throws the quick one. Tracy has it at the 30. He's out of the 25. Tackled by Waller Michaels. That time, Tobin Rote sent about four receivers downfield. Tracy has been injured on the play. He was hit hard by Waller Michaels. A 16-yard pass play from Tobin Rote to Tom Tracy, who hails from nearby Pontiac, Michigan. Tracy played his college football at Tennessee. He now leaves the football game shaken up on the play. And it's first and 10 for the Detroit Lions on the 25-yard line. Appears to be his right knee. Middleton out to the right. Both ends are split. Rote calls the signals. Again, he goes back to throw, and again, he gets protection. He throws a long one, and it is just broken up. Intended for Jim Doran down in the end zone, and Junior Wren just did get his finger tipped on it as Doran was waiting with outstretched arms. Tobin Rote on first and 10, going for the long one as he tried to find Doran open in the end zone. Doran was almost open, but at the last moment, Junior Wren, the former Missouri star, got his fingertips on it to break it up. So it's second and 10 for Detroit. John Henry Johnson back in the line backfield at fullback. Middleton comes out to the right. Doran flanks from his left end position. Rote going back on the draw. He gives to John Henry Johnson. He gets to just about the line of scrimmage. Don Colo and Bob Gain there to grab him. And now the tempers flare just a bit. Also in on the play was Big Lenny Ford. Actually, Johnson was stopped for A loss of about a half a yard. We'll call it second, third down and 11 yards to go. Gene Gedman in the ball game in place of Howard Cassidy. The ball resting on the Browns' 26-yard line. The Lions leading by 10 points, 17-7. The Lions to the line of scrimmage. Doran out to the right. Middle in the inside flank of the right. Rote back to pass. He gets protection. He throws. It is no good. Middleton, the intended receiver, was being covered by Kenny Kongs with linebacker Galen Fiss also trailing him downfield. Middleton made a diving try for it inside the 15-yard line, but it was incomplete. And it's now fourth down coming up and 11 yards to go, and we may have Jim Martin trying another field goal. He booted one early in the first period to give the Lions a 3-0 lead at the time. Detroit moving out of the huddle, and it's going to be a field goal try. Tobin Rote will hold, and Jim Martin will try. If it's good, it'll be from the 33-yard line. It's a fake. Rote is running with the ball. He throws a pass, and it's going to be for a touchdown. Beautifully executed, a fake field goal. Tobin Rote was holding instead. He picked it up, rolled to his right, saw Junker down there all alone, and it went for the touchdown. Jim Martin now trying for the extra point. The ball is spotted, it's booted, it's good. And the Detroit Lions now lead by a score of 24-7. Well, Ray Scott, you've seen the Lions play several times this year. Have you seen them work that before?
No, Bill McCaughan, I haven't seen them work that, but I'll tell you what I did see them do early this season and what I still believe is one of the key plays for the Lions. As you know, they lost their opener, and they were playing the Green Bay Packers, Bill, and ladies and gentlemen, up in Green Bay. It was a tight ball game, and it was early in the ball game. Yale Larry came in to punt with long yardage on fourth down. He took the pass from center, but instead of punting, he ran from a deep punt formation. He ran for a first down. It kept the drive going. They went on to score, and I firmly believe that that was one, not only one of the key plays of that game, but enabled the Lions to win that important first game that they had to win, and of course, the rest of it is history as they went on to come into this championship game. So they have been full of surprises, and I'm certain there are more to come, Bill.
And as a result of that surprise, they lead the Browns by a score of 24-7. Jim Martin getting set to kick off for the Detroit Lions. Billy Reynolds and Jimmy Brown, the deep men for Cleveland. Reynolds on the far side, Brown on the near side. That was a 26-yard scoring pass. Rote to Junker. There's the kick. It's a good high one. Reynolds goes way back and goes out of the end zone, so it'll be a touchback, and the Browns will take over first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Jim Martin really booting them today. That's the second one that has carried all the way out of the end zone, and several others have gone down to the end zone. Well, the crowd of more than 56,000 here at Briggs Stadium still talking about that fake field goal and the touchdown pass from Tobin Rote to the rookie end, Steve Junker. The Browns move out of the huddle. Renfro is the flanker out to the left. Tommy O'Connell at quarterback calling the signals. He takes. He's going back to pass. He throws. It's good to Brewster at the 35-yard line. Tackled immediately and pushed out of bounds. Tommy O'Connell finding the lanky left end, Pete Brewster, in the open at the 35, bounced out of bounds immediately by Jack Christensen. But it goes as a first down for the Browns, moving the ball from the 20 to the 35-yard line. Brewster, 6'4", 210 pounds, in his sixth year in the National Football League. He played his college football at Purdue University. First and 10 as the Browns move to the line of scrimmage. Renfro out to the right. Brewster, the left end, is flipped. The line's in the five-man line. The handoff goes to Luke Carpenter. He gets the block from Robinson, but he is nailed and back to the line of scrimmage. It was Joe Schmidt, the Lions' defensive captain, and their fine linebacker, along with Yale Larry. Actually, it was Schmidt who made the tackle, and Larry then came up to make sure that Carpenter wasn't going to go anywhere. So Luke Carpenter, the former Detroit Lion, playing in his first year with Cleveland, loses a couple of yards from the 35 to the 33, and it'll be second down and 12 yards to go. Cleveland coming out of the huddle. Jim David in the defensive backfield for Detroit now. The Lions up there in a six-man line. Joe Schmidt, the middle guard, just about another yard and back. O'Connell back to pass. He throws. Almost intercepted by Bob Long. Intended for Preston Carpenter at the 45-yard line. O'Connell's forward pass, almost picked off by Bob Long, the linebacker from UCLA. It'll be third down now, 12 yards to go. Long was the boy who intercepted the O'Connell pass in the first period to set up the Lions' first touchdown. So now it's third down for Cleveland. 12 yards to go, the ball resting on the Browns' 33-yard line. They trail by a score of 24-7 in the first half of play with about 6 minutes remaining in this half. O'Connell calls the signals. The ends are split. The inside flanker is to the right. O'Connell going back to pass. There are flags thrown. It's a screen pass to Jimmy Brown. He gets away from Roger Zatkoff. He's at the 30. He's at the 35. And down he goes at the 36-yard line. The Lions were offside on the play. Tommy O'Connell on the screen pass to Jimmy Brown. The tackle made by Terry Barr. Actually, there was a gain of just a couple of yards on the play, as the line of scrimmage prior to the play was the 33. Brown got to the 35. They're now talking, the officials are talking, where the Browns captain, Mike McCormick, number 74, a fine offensive tackle from the University of Kansas, Mike, a 6'4", 247. A five-yard penalty being paced off, so it moves the ball up to the 39-yard line. The down remains the third down, but now it's about 7 yards to go for the first down. Chet Hanulak into the football game. Lou Carpenter leaving. Hanulak at the running halfback position. Ray Renfro is the flanker. He's way out to the right. O'Connell calls the signals. Again, the Lions in their five-man line. The flip goes to Hanulak. He's going to throw the football. He throws. It is intercepted. Chet Hanulak trying to pass to Ray Renfro, but it was intercepted by Jim David. And the Lions have the ball. Tommy O'Connell gave to Chet Hanulak. He started to run out to his right as if it were a running play. Then he threw the pass. Intercepted by Jim David at the Browns' 46-yard line. And so the Lions again have the ball in Cleveland territory at the Browns' 46. First down, 10 yards to go for Detroit in the Cleveland 46. The Lions in front by a score of 24-7. Detroit out of the huddle. Doran split way out to the right. There's a fumble. Tobin Rhode in getting the snap back. Did not get it from Frank Gunner Gatsky. There's a pile up there. It looks like it was either Rhode or Stan Campbell who fell on the ball. Tobin Rhode recovered. So he fumbled and recovered at about the 47. A loss of a yard on the play. Bob Gain was in there hitting for it also. He was the boy who hit Tobin Rhode just as he got the snapback or was reaching for it. So on the 47-yard line, it's second down for Detroit, 11 yards to go. The Blue Jersey Lions out of the huddle. Dave Middleton moving out to the left. The right end, Jim Doran, is split out. There's the snap back to Rhode. He's back to pass. He gets protection. He throws. It's good to Junker. He has it at the 40. He's at the 35. Down to the 30. He fumbles. The ball is in the playing field. It is picked up by Don Paul down inside the 10 in Cleveland territory. And down he goes at the 6-yard line. Hopalong Cassidy, I believe, who made the tackle on the play. It was Waller Michaels who hit Steve Junker, who caught the ball originally. Wrote to Junker. Junker had moved down to about the Browns' 20-yard line. He was hit hard by Michaels, jarred for loose from the ball, and the ball went to the 6-yard line, where Don Paul picked it up, started to run with it, but was dropped by Hopalong Cassidy. So the Browns have it first and 10 on their own 6-yard line. About 5 minutes left to play in the first half. The Browns out of the huddle. Tommy O'Connell calling the signals. The right end, Preston Carpenter, split way out. The flanker Renfro is to the left. The flip goes to the fullback, Jimmy Brown. He comes forward over the 5 to about the 8-yard line, and there's a fumble. He was hit hard by Darius McCord, the left end of the Detroit Lions. So let's see now who has the pigskin on this one. Fred Robinson racing in from the Browns bench. They're still digging for that football. Down there inside the 10. Mike McCormick was the boy who came up with it at the 8-yard line. So the Browns gained 2 yards on the fumble. And the ball is on the 8. It is second down and 8 yards to go at that spot. The Browns huddle back in their end zone. They have Tommy O'Connell at quarterback, Renfro the flanking back, Hanulak is the running halfback, and Jimmy Brown is the fullback. Preston Sharp on the right end split way out. O'Connell gives this time to Jimmy Brown on the draw, and he goes nowhere. He is dropped at the six-yard line by Roger Zatkoff and Gene Cronin. Roger Zatkoff, the linebacker who was with the Browns during the preseason training period, he's from the University of Michigan, makes his home here in Detroit. Gene Cronin played his college football at College of Pacific. His home is in Sacramento, California. So the line of scrimmage is now the six-yard line. That's where the Browns started. It'll be third down and 10 yards to go as Jimmy Brown lost the 2 yards that was picked up on the previous play. Cleveland out of the huddle, third down and 10. Brewster the left end, split way out. Zatkoff over there to cover him. O'Connell throwing over this way. It is intercepted by Terry Barr, and it's going to be a touchdown. Tommy O'Connell throwing from his end zone, intended for Pete Brewster at about the 18-yard line in Cleveland territory. Picked off by the speedy Terry Barr, the former Michigan star, who raced down the near sideline. No one had a chance. Now, Tobin Road holding at the 10-yard line. Jim Martin boots, and it's good. The point is good. The score is the Detroit Lions. 30, and the Cleveland Browns 7.
When it comes to buying cars, I guess most people are looking for some way to get more for less. And surprising as it may seem, a simple comparison can show you just how to do that. Just compare Pontiac with cars in the low price class. You'll find no matter which way you look at it, style, performance, comfort, or value, the Pontiac Chieftain beats the best of the low price three and for less money. The Chieftain's bigger with a whopping 122-inch wheelbase and Pontiac's roomy stretch-out interiors. The Chieftain's more powerful. They all fall far short of Pontiac's jeweled action Tempest 395 performance. The Chieftain's more advanced in design, with aeroframe stability, quadrupoise roadability, and circles of steel safety. And the Pontiac Chieftain gives you dozens of extras at no extra cost. For example, twice as many color choices, wall-to-wall carpeting standard on even the lowest price models, oversized tires, safety flat glass all around, crank-operated venti panes, and many others. Believe me, any way you compare it, the Pontiac Chieftain beats the best.
Martin kicking off. Jimmy Brown takes it in the end zone. He's to the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35. Cuts to his left. He's at the 45-yard line to the 46, and there he's tackled. Up along Cassidy, making the tackle for the Detroit Lions. The kick went all the way into the Browns' end zone. It was high. The Lions were downfield quickly, but Jimmy Brown broke away from a couple of them and returned upfield to the 46-yard line in Cleveland territory, where it'll be first down for Cleveland, 10 yards to go. And I believe Milt Plum is in the backfield at quarterback, replacing Tommy O'Connell. 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Detroit 31, the Cleveland Browns 7. Renfro out to the right. Chet Hanulak to the left in the double wing this time. Both ends split by about 4 yards. Milt Plum in the quarterback draws at the 50, the 45. He cuts to his right and gets to the 40, the 36-yard line, where he is tackled by Terry Barr. On the quarterback draw, Milt Plum, the Browns' fine rookie quarterback from Penn State, set up as if to pass and then took off up the middle and got to the Lions' 36-yard line before Terry Barr made the tackle for the Detroit team. So it's first and 10 for the Browns on the Detroit 36, and the Browns have their work cut out for them if they hope to get back in this football game. They trail by a score of 31-7 with just a couple of minutes remaining in the first half. Plum calls the signals. He fakes to Hanulak. He goes back to pass. He throws. It is no good. Almost intercepted by Jim David down at the 20-yard line. Preston Carpenter, the intended receiver at the 20, almost intercepted by Jim David. So on the incompletion, of course, the clock has stopped. And it's second down, 10 yards to go for the Browns on the Detroit 36-yard line. The Cleveland backfield has Milt Plum at quarterback, Ray Renfro the flanking back, Chet Hanulak the running halfback, and Jimmy Brown is the fullback. Renfro goes out to the right, Hanulak to the left, as again we have the double wing. The Lions up there in a six-man line. The rush will be on this time. Plum back to pass. He gets protection. He throws. It is intercepted. Joe Smith, the Lion captain, has it down at the 19-yard line. He was tackled immediately by Preston Carpenter. was intended for Carpenter, and it was Carpenter who made the tackle. So the Lions take over on the interception by their captain, Joe Schmidt, at the Detroit 19-yard line. Now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
That's the fourth forward pass intercepted by the Lions this afternoon. The two-minute warning has been given to the benches. Here at Briggs Stadium, both benches are on the same side of the field. 31-7, the Lions leading. They came out of the huddle and now are going back in there. The fourth interception, three of them against Tommy O'Connell, and this one against rookie quarterback Milt Plum. The Lions huddle back inside the 10-yard line. Tobin Roach doing a fine job directing their attack this afternoon. The Detroit fans giving a cheer for their football team as the Lions break out of the huddle. Door in the right end splits by about 15. Middleton is the flanking back out to the left. Roach calls the signals. He takes, hands off to Cassidy. Cassidy going to his left, gets to the 21-yard line, and there he's hit. Howard Cassidy, tackled by Walter Michaels, who dove in at around his ankles to make the stop. Cassidy, 5'9", 180 pounds. Heisman Trophy winner, of course, for the Lions' number one draft choice a couple of years ago. The ball on the 21-yard line in Detroit territory. A minute and a half left to play in the first half of this championship game. For the Lions, a fired-up football team way out in front, 31-7. Doran this time is out to the right. Middleton to the left. Junker, the left end, split by just a couple of yards. The handoff goes to Cassidy. He's up over the 25 to the 26-yard gain. A gain of 5 yards on the play from the 21 to the 26. Don Colo, the Browns' defensive captain, and their big right tackle, making the tackle on that play. Colo, 6'3", 251 pounds. From Brown University. Cassidy is leaving the ball game, and Gene Gedman comes back in with only about 50 seconds left to play in the first half. It is third down and about 3 yards to go for Detroit. The ball on the Lions 26. Doran is out to the right. Middleton to the left this time. Gatsky over the ball at center. Tobin Road calls the signals. There's a marker down there, and now Tobin Road is being hit by Costello, Don Colo, Galen Fisk. There'll be a penalty on the play. Let's wait now to get the official call from the referee. Offside signaled against the Detroit Lions. Detroit, offside. It'll move the ball back to the 21 if the Browns elect to accept it. First will be fourth down. Penalty declined. So now it's fourth down with just about 35 seconds left to play. The ball is on the Detroit 23-yard line. That's where Roach was stopped by Colo. Chet Hangulak and Billy Reynolds back in the double safety for the Browns. They stand inside their 40-yard line. In to do the kicking is Yale Larry. And Larry is inside his 10-yard line at about the 8. Just 30 seconds left to play in the first half. Gatsky over the ball at center. He snaps his head up twice. There's the long snap back from center. Larry gets the kick away. Chet Hanulak signals for a fair catch and takes it at the 44-yard line in Cleveland territory.
On the 44-yard line.
Larry kicks to the Cleveland Browns, 44. A fair catch signal for by Chet the Jet Hanulak. A 33-yard punt for Yale Larry. And the official, the referee, Ron Gibbs, signals the time is back in now. But I believe the Browns are now going to call for a timeout with just 17 seconds showing on the scoreboard clock. The official time, of course, is kept right down on the playing field by the umpire. Milt Plum is in there at quarterback. Chet Hanulak, the running half. Ray Renfro, the flanker. Jimmy Brown, the fullback. The Browns trail by a score of 31-7 with 17 seconds left to play in the first half of this football game before a capacity crowd at Briggs Stadium in Detroit. Ray Scott, do you have anything to say right now?
Well, I imagine right now we're going to see the Detroit Lions, as most teams would on that occasion, go into a strictly pass defensive setup, dropping a lot of men back. For you fans right now, remember this. no other car looks, rides, or performs like a new Pontiac, because no other car is built like a Pontiac. I'd like to make one reference, if I may, Bill, to this weather today. We had dire predictions, of course, all week long as to exactly what condition we would find the playing field in. I think it is excellent, considering the fact that the bad weather was certainly predominant in Detroit this week, and I think the ground crew here at Briggs Stadium has done a fine job, and certainly so far, the condition of the field has had little to do with the type of play we have seen.
And now the Browns move out of the huddle with 17 seconds left to play in the first half at first and 10 on their own 44. Plum is at quarterback. The Lions have their three-man lineup there. Plum fakes to Hanulak, fakes to Renfro. He goes back to pass. He throws. Renfro was the intended receiver, I believe. Jimmy Brown jumped up there and had his fingers on it at the 43-yard line in Detroit territory. But it's incomplete. It bounced off the fingertips of Jimmy Brown. Renfro also out in that same general area. Plum that time first faking the end around, or faking to Hanulak, then faking to the flanking back Renfro, who was out on the right side, and then throwing downfield, but it's incomplete. Second and 10 with just about 9 or 10 seconds left to play in the first half. Plum barks the signals. This time he fakes to Hanulak. He fumbles, and it is recovered by Gil Maines of the Detroit Lions. With just about 4 or 5 seconds left to play, the Lions again get a break as Gil Maines recovers the fumble. Bill Plum in trying to hand off to Hanulak. Hanulak did not get it. And we may have a field goal try. With just about 8 seconds, or 5 seconds, I should say, left to play in the first half. Jim Martin is in there. The ball is resting on the Browns 37-yard line. The Lions talking things over at the Browns 45-yard line. The score is 31-7. Now, of course, earlier in this football game, Jim Martin and Tobin Roach set up as if to try for a field goal. Instead, it was a fake, and it went for a 26-yard pass play for a touchdown. Tobin Roach, after getting the snap from center, picked it up and started to run out to his right and pass to rookie end Steve Junker for that score. Timeout on the playing field right now with the clock showing just 4 or 5 seconds left to play in the first half. And I'm sure that the first half play in this game has come as quite a surprise to many pro football fans around the nation. It was regarded as a toss-up affair. Of course, the Lions are seeking revenge for a 56-10 humiliation they suffered at Cleveland in 1954. Roach is set to hold the ball at the 44-yard line. It's spotted. It's booted. It is no good. It's off to the left. The 44-yard field goal try is no good, and the score remains 31-7. That's the end of the first half. The score, the Detroit Lions 31, the Cleveland Browns 7.
Well, that's the end of the half. Let's chase away a few car-buying blues.
Got those small car blues? Then here's good news. The Pontiac Chieftain beats the best of the low price three, and for less money. It's bigger. The Pontiac beats them in size with a whopping 122-inch wheelbase. It's more powerful. Pontiac beats them in power with dual action Tempest 395 performance. It's more advanced. Pontiac beats them with the boldest engineering advances in 50 years and luxury.
Matching interiors, even wall-to-wall carpeting.
Let your Pontiac dealer show you why. The Pontiac Chieftain beats the best of the low price three for less money. See your Pontiac dealer soon.
At Briggs Stadium in Detroit, Michigan, Ray Scott along with Bill McCaughan at halftime of the championship game of the National Football League between the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns. I hope because it has been tremendous. And despite the fact that the Detroit Lions lead here at halftime by a score of 31-7, if you will forgive that old sports broadcaster's cliche of don't go away, don't give up if you are a Cleveland Brown fan,
The pattern of games in this National Football League this year would certainly, I believe, bear me out for reminding you not to go away. We need only, in fact, go back to a week ago today, when these same Detroit Lions, on top today by 31-7, trailed at halftime 24-7,